This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The root, the root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversy. Buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. My great friend Dave, one of our big fans of the show, Dave sent a haunting video of the Twitter account of Nick Nemeroff. Nick Nemeroff, I was just venting my opinion. I know nothing about Nick Nemeroff. I've never heard of him. He's a comedian from Canada. I've never heard of him in my life. I heard he was pretty famous in Canada, but I don't think he was a big shot here. I certainly don't know him. But he's dead. And I guess it was from the vaccine. He's 32 years old. 32-year-olds don't die unless it's a drug overdose, 32, or car accident. 32-year-olds just don't die in normal times, but they do now. People are dying left and right. Hollywood stars left and right. Famous athletes left and right. Young ones. Politicians. The deaths are escalating and multiplying and exploding dramatically. And now we've got Nick Nemeroff. There's so many deaths, I can't even remember them all. I should have been compiling a list. I compiled an amazing list of all these studies that prove the vaccine is killing people and is deadly and is far worse than COVID. And I've got that list for anyone who wants it, WayneRoot@gmail.com. But I never compiled a list of all the celebrities who are dead. But I'm sure someone out there is doing that. Send it to me. Send me a list of all the celebrities and famous athletes that have dropped dead. It's an incredible list. But I guarantee you, I just believed in my heart. It was my opinion. He must be a guy who took the vax. He's probably a liberal from Canada. Well, sure enough, Dave sends me his Twitter account. Not Dave's Twitter account. Nick Nemeroff, the guy who died. His last freaking tweet is him in a hospital bed. And he says, I am an anti-vaxxer, but only for the booster shot. And then he says to the audience with a sick look on his face, he's in a hospital bed, he looks sickly, and he says, fool me once, Pfizer, fool me twice, Pfizer, but you're not going to fool me a third time, I'm not taking that damn booster. I'm anti-vax for the booster, not going through this again. And now he's dead. Of course the vaccine killed him, what else can you say? Of course the vaccine killed him, that's clear. This poor guy. And again, the reason I knew it was the vax, he's 32 years old, and his friends announced the sudden passing of Nick Nemeroff. I mean, these guys are dropping left and right. Can you imagine? I'm looking right next to him. There's a story on Twitter. There's a story. It's talking about his 32-year-old death, and right next to him, 101-year-old ex-Nazi prison guard sentenced to 5 years in prison. And I'm just laughing because a Nazi prison guard is 101 years old. And this poor guy's a 32-year-old comedian. He never gets another breath. He doesn't make 33. He should have lived to 101. With today's medical advances, people are going to live to 100 plus with regularity. And he's never going to see a day past 32. And I don't know if he had kids. I'm guessing he's probably single with no kids. So he has no legacy to leave behind, nothing. And if he does have kids, it's even worse because he's leaving kids behind without a father. This is from the vaccine, and he says it from his deathbed that it's from the vaccine. From his deathbed. Pfizer fooled me once, Pfizer fooled me twice. I'm not going for the third one. I will not take the booster, and he's dead. And it's amazing how many people die from the booster. In other words, that's the kill shot. is what all the doctors have told me and what all the studies show. That's the kill shot. He never took the booster. He died from the first two shots. Some people are more sensitive than others, and I keep hearing from all the smartest doctors who are so against this vaccine, and have seen how this is mass murder and how pathetic this is, and they keep telling me that different people get different doses. It's not dosed the same. There are lots of the lots, meaning, you know, 10,000 bottles in one lot, lot number 7 versus lot number 8, or lot number 700 versus lot number 8,000. And there are lots that have very small doses of what's in the COVID vaccine spike proteins. There are lots that have very large doses. And some people are unlucky enough to get a lot with a mega dose, and they die after one shot or two shots in a day. And others last for 3 years, and they're fine because they got a very tiny dose. Mark yourself as lucky. Your lucky stars, like I was lucky yesterday. Just yesterday, I was almost killed in a car accident. So close to dying. I mean, it should have been death. Guy was coming right from my driver door at 80 miles an hour, going through a red light, and I don't know how I did it, but I swerved sideways, and he moved a little, and he went by me, flew by me at 80 miles an hour through the red light, and so close that he could have spit and it would have hit me in the face. He could put his hand out and high-five me. The car went by my car with like a thousandth of an inch between the two of us at 80 miles an hour. And it was supposed to hit me right in that driver door and I'd be dead. I was lucky. Some of you are lucky. You took the vax because they made you take it to keep your job, your career. And you're alive and you don't have any medical issues. And I'm telling you, it's because you got lucky and because you got a very low dose and you didn't take the booster. Anyone who takes the booster, that's the kill shot. That's the one that has such a heavy dose, you will not be able to overcome it. I can't guarantee you're going to die, but I can guarantee that a lot of people, a large percentage of those who take the booster will get sick and will die. And the numbers all over the world back that up. People who are triple vaccinated make up all the deaths in Canada and England, all the countries that have their own CDC that actually is more honest than America's CDC, that actually puts numbers out and shows it to the public while they're promulgating the vaccine, which is amazing. They actually show the numbers that people with the vaccine get more COVID, people with the vaccine get more hospitalizations, people with the vaccine more COVID deaths, people with the vaccine more heart attacks, more cancer, more blood clots, more strokes. And while they're showing that, they're still pushing the vaccine, which is truly amazing. But at least they're showing the numbers. They're actually taking the numbers. They're showing how many people in their country took the vaccine and what the medical result was. But in our country, nobody's giving you those numbers. But another thing happened over the weekend I forgot to mention yesterday and I haven't mentioned up to today in the show today. Is it Deborah Birx? Dr. Birx. I believe it's Deborah, but it's Dr. Birx, B-I-R-X. She was the number two doctor behind Fauci. She's one of America's two most important doctors. She admitted over the weekend, she was asked by the media, did the CDC just make up numbers, or are they omitting numbers, or something's wrong and the right numbers are not coming out? Did they make them up? And she said, I don't know. She can't tell you if they made up numbers or not. Because they used to say 99% of everyone hospitalized is unvaccinated, and it was a completely made up lie. And I said this from day one. I said this on this show. Go back. Listen to the archives. I said on this show, it's a complete 100% lie. There's no such thing. They made it up off the top of their heads, completely made it up. Or they were front-loading statistics, and I heard it was the latter, actually, because they never want to go to jail for fraud. So what they did was they took all the people in America who they claimed died of COVID in the year 2020 when there was no vaccine. And they claimed 500,000 died, right? Well, it didn't. It wasn't. It's not true. Most of them died with COVID. None of them died from COVID, right? Very few of them. I'm sorry, I said none. Very few actually died from COVID. They died with COVID. Two different things. You could die of diabetes. You could die of cancer, stroke, heart disease, any number of things with COVID. And they called it COVID, so the hospital would get a gigantic bonus from the federal government. Everybody died of COVID, but they didn't all die of COVID. So they took the 500,000 people that were declared supposedly dead from COVID, and they threw those into the stats for January, February, March of 2021, and said 99% of everybody dead or hospitalized is unvaccinated. Well, that's because in January, February, and March, let's say there were 10,000 people hospitalized with COVID and another 10,000 dead, that's 20,000. But they added in the 500,000 from 2020 who were dead from supposedly COVID. So now almost everybody in their study is dead, and they're all unvaccinated. Everybody's unvaccinated. But that's because there was no vaccine last year. That's a little misleading, isn't it? No, it's really misleading. It's called fraud. They committed fraud, is what I'm hearing, to come up with the number of 99% of the people who are sick or dying or dead are unvaccinated. Well, that's because you took all last year's people that were dead, and they also probably took all of 2020's people that were in the hospital with COVID, all unvaccinated because there was no vaccine. And they took all of them and added them into January, February, and March of 2021. And said, see, everybody at this point that's hospitalized or dead is unvaccinated. Well, yeah, because you added all of last year's numbers when no one was vaccinated. That's how they commit massive fraud. This poor comedian is dead now, Nick Nemiroff. And we got him in his hospital bed actually saying, he's telling you this is all from the vaccine. He's in a hospital bed dying, sick as could be, his heart failing, and he's sitting there saying, looking weak as could be, I'm never taking the third booster. You got me on the first one, Pfizer. You got me on the second one, Pfizer. You won't fool me a third time. He's dead now. Died of a heart attack. Well, I don't know. They don't say what he died from, but you know he probably died, as most of the people with COVID die, with heart complications. Wait till I read you the Steve Kirsch numbers when we get back. Steve Kirsch, one of the best people in the country doing research on COVID in the United States. 6.6% of everyone who gets vaccinated has heart problems. You should hear the death numbers when we get back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Energized Health. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reese sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root for Kyle LeBrew, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LaBrue stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LaBrue, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBrue.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LaBrue for Congress.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, Wayne Allyn, welcome back to the show. Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Energized Health has had a fantastic effect on my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days, the first 88 days on this program, which are the crucial 88 days. You start out where you lose almost everything you're going to lose during that 88 days. Then it gets so much easier. And now it's 20 months later, almost 2 years later, I look and feel fantastic and 10 or 15 years younger than I am. And I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go down to energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com. Click on the red button. Watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. And, hey, if you want to join, join. If you don't, don't. But check it out. Go to energizedhealth.com. Energizedhealth.com. You'll learn about the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration. Those are the game changers that no one else has but Energized Health. Make sure you tell them Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get the WAR, 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com. Our guest is here, Dina Salas, who is a listener to this show and a fan of the show, who had a horrific experience with an electric car, and I just want everybody to hear. It's not all, unicorns and rainbows with electric cars. I'm not a big fan. Dina, tell us about your experience with electric cars. Welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Thank you, my favorite patron. Honor to be here. So, and I'll make the long story short, but I'm going to tell everybody out there warning about purchasing an electric car because it's all an illusion. December 2020, I spent about $45,000 on a Chevrolet Bolt, which is equivalent to a Tesla 2. And you get a certain range with this vehicle. And my three-hour trip to California to visit family now is about a 5 to 6 hour trip, first of all. Okay, I can deal with that. It's just me, right? But most recently, I live in a community. I live in an apartment community, gated. And one of the perks of moving here was that there was electric chargers here. My mileage is running low. I plug in my car overnight to wake up in the morning and have a fully charged car so that I could navigate, do my duties. And car never charged. Call the company. They said, oh, go try another charging station. Nope, that didn't work. Went to the other. Went to the management company. All 6 charging stations in my private community are broken. I go, okay, let me go to the one next door. There's another private community. I kind of snuck in there. Their charging station was broken.
Wow.
I call Chevrolet Roadside Assistance, which I pay for a monthly service fee for assistance because I didn't have any mileage to go any further. They sent me pop-a-lock with jumper cables. This is Chevrolet.
Wait, I missed that. They sent you what?
Pop-a-lock.
What is that?
Pop-a-lock, it's a little tiny little economy car that shows up with jumper cables.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Vehicle.
I never heard that before.
I said, I paid a lot of money and you're showing up. You clearly don't know what type of cars you're going to get. Okay, but I'm going to have mercy on the community on these charging stations. I said, let me go see if I can get to another charging station, which, yep, the people out there who are listening, there is a difference between a slow charger and a fast charger. A slow charger takes about 8 to 10 hours to charge your car overnight.
Wow.
Fast charger, about 1.5 to 2 hours. I'm going to make it across to a coffee shop here that I like to frequent. I'm going to use their fast charging station. It's 109 degrees recently here in Vegas, as you know, 109. I go plug in the car. I'm going to go sit inside the local little bar. I don't drink. I'm going to go have a cold drink, though, of water or something while my car charges.
Yeah.
I waited 1.5 hours. It accepted my charge. I walk out to the charger, even though it showed that it charged, the charging station went dead and would not charge my car. Called the company, said, listen, charger after charger after charger is broken in this town. And they're like, well, there's nothing we can do. Can you make it to another charging station across the way? I made
gosh.
It. They gave me 15 minutes of charge for free for my time. They are saying that they're having a lot of trouble with these charging stations because a lot of companies, Wayne, if people don't realize, they're getting perks and tax incentives to put charging stations in their communities. But guess what's happening? There's no one to service them when they're broken.
Right. And, of course, there's no employees out there in the world. So when they need somebody, they probably don't have any employees to service. They have one for the whole town, probably. Unbelievable. Gina, it's a nightmare. I mean, I've got a wonderful gas-guzzling Porsche Panamera. That's my car. And I get to drive all over town. And when I need some gas, I stop for gas, and I've got it. And that's the end of it. And if I want to drive 7 hours on vacation, I can drive 7 hours on vacation. No problem. Why would anyone buy an electric car? I have no idea. It's the most ridiculous, horrific experience. And I thank you, Dina Salas, for coming on and telling us about your horrific experiences with an electric car. It's ridiculous. What a hard job it is to keep your electric car charged. Who would want that? That's like a whole other job. It's work. Thank you, Dina.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. At least 51 illegal immigrants are dead after Texas law enforcement officials stopped and searched an 18-wheeler believed to be smuggling illegal immigrants into the United States Monday evening. Former acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf joins Fox News and says what he calls open border policies are to blame.
You're going to continue to see tragedies like this where migrants are putting their lives in the hands of smugglers and traffickers and others that don't care about their lives because they need to get to the U.S. and they know that if they get there, they're not going to be removed.
An FDA advisory panel is voting to recommend updating COVID vaccines specifically designed to fight the Omicron variant. The panel voting 19-2-2 in favor of the decision to endorse Omicron-specific boosters. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as...
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We'll be right back.
through it's not fire. Before I get to my esteemed guest to talk about Roe v. Wade and some of the other decisions being issued by the Supreme Court, we think tomorrow could be a really exciting day. I want to mention that off the air, I called back Dina Salas, who was my last guest. You know, we had a very short interview with her, and I thought that was the end of the interview, that she went to charging station after charging station after charging station with her Chevrolet Bolt, which is an electric car, and they're all no good in Vegas. They're all broken, and no matter what you do, you can't get your car charged. You're in a lot of trouble. And I thought that was the interview, and I told her thanks, have a nice life, and goodbye. Thank you for doing the interview. But then I called her back to thank her for coming on, right? Because I'm a wonderful host. And I called her to thank her, and she said, you know, I wasn't done. She said, then I got a letter from Chevrolet that my battery was recalled. Replacement cars available. So if I bring it in, they can't give me a replacement car. And then she said, then I found out that there's no battery, no replacement battery. So she has a lemon. She has nothing she can do with the car. She can't drive it anywhere. And she said there's a what they call the graveyard down in Southern California, like in San Diego area, and on a lot are thousands and thousands and thousands of Chevrolet electric cars. And all of them are unsold, and they don't know what to do with them all, and it's an environmental disaster because the battery's bad for the environment, and it's sitting there rusting, and no one ever wants the cars, and there are no replacement batteries coming, and there's no replacement cars they can give her, and her battery's being recalled. It's a total disaster, horrific experience to own an electric car. Thank you, Dina Salas, to let us know how bad it really is. Boy, did she get some revenge against Chevrolet. What a absolute lemon electric cars are. Nobody, you'd have to have your head examined after hearing that story to buy an electric car or lease an electric car. Sarah Parshall Perry is with us, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, an expert on the Constitution and civil rights, and I would assume an expert on Supreme Court decisions. And she studied this one, Roe v. Wade, and she's going to let us know what she thinks of it. Sarah Parshall Perry of the Heritage Foundation, welcome to the Wayne L. Root Show, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
What do you think of this ruling? I'll tell you what I think, and I'm no legal expert, but I was pre-law for 4 years at Columbia University. I think they got it exactly right. It's the perfect ruling. They didn't say no more abortions. All they did was say Roe v. Wade was flawed and that now it's up to the states. And I think that's an absolutely perfect ruling. And red states could say we're going to limit it or eliminate it, ban it, abortion. And blue states could say we're going to expand it. And that's the way it'll be. And it'll continue to be a big divide in this country between red and blue. What say you? I think it was a perfect ruling.
Yeah, I am fully in agreement with you. I think this is a case in which it was the right composition of the court, the right issue framed correctly, and the right time to finally send this to the dust heap of history. Listen, they've been taking hacks at Roe versus Wade in one way or another, first with the case, then with Planned Parenthood versus Casey in 1992, affirming Roe's central holding. June Medical Services versus Russo, even in 2020, was the court's most recent pronouncement on abortion, and they determined there that hospital admitting privileges were too much of an undue burden on a woman's right to get an abortion, which to me doesn't pass the straight face test. There's a legitimate interest in safety and welfare that the state was able to advance. But notwithstanding that, they've gone back and forth on these little sort of slices and dices on Roe's original jurisprudence on the issue of abortion and whether it exists in the Constitution. And I think it was just the appropriate time to say we have performed the analysis. And they looked to not just the text of the Constitution, but the history, the structure, and the tradition surrounding the issue of abortion in the United States dating from the 1860s forward until 1960. And in fact, at Roe's enactment in 1973, 30 states still had abortion restrictions, some even criminalizing abortion, on the books. And what Roe did was essentially wrestle that power away from the states, find it in the emanations and penumbras of the Constitution, somewhere in the Ninth Amendment, right to privacy applied via the 14th Amendment as a liberty interest, and then applied to the states. It was strained when it was originally passed, And it remains strained up until the sort of exhibition of moral fortitude on the part of these justices who did, I think, make not only the correct decision, but a courageous decision in light of an unprecedented assassination attempt, the leak of a first draft opinion, and protests outside their personal residences, which is a violation of Section 1507 of the U.S. Criminal Code. Despite all of this, they did the hard thing, and they said it was always a bad decision. Abortion was never a protected constitutional right, and we're finally going to make it right.
Yeah, I had liberals on Facebook, you know, who actually commented and said Wayne Root said that it's wonderful that, you know, that the Supreme Court ruled against New York State on the gun law, right? And then Wayne Root said that it's wonderful that they made it states' rights and ruled against Roe v. Wade. Wayne Root's being totally inconsistent, and he's wrong, and he's a fraud, right? And so my answer was, and I assume you're going to agree with me, that the Constitution guarantees gun rights. It does not guarantee abortion rights. So I have a right on both of those rulings, and you can believe in both of those rulings, and one is states' rights, and the other one is not states' rights, because guns are not states' rights. Guns are a federal law and a constitutional law that we all have a right to have a gun, a la the Second Amendment. Am I right?
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. And in fact, I think I was surprised at how difficult that was for a lot of these pundits to recognize that, you know, I would like my uterus to be less regulated than your gun. And in fact, you saw a lot of this when we were seeing the protest signs outside the justices' homes, the analogy to sort of the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms and the 14th Amendment at that point, right to have an abortion, and we're giving more freedom to gun owners than we are to women to regulate their own bodies. And the two are entirely inconsistent with one another because, as you mentioned, Second Amendment is an enumerated right. It was determined to be necessary as special protection, the second of all the enumerated rights in the Bill of Rights. And abortion was plucked from the ether. It was always a state issue. It goes to that health, safety, welfare, and medicine sort of, you know, quintuple of all of the particular issues related to state police power. I'll give you a perfect example. The vaccine mandates. The justices either refused to take up review of or affirmed state vaccine mandates. Why? Because under the 10th Amendment, that's an appropriate exercise of the state police power. Medicine falls under that state legislation rubric. And what Roe did was tear that away from the state. So it is entirely appropriate to send it back to the states to affirm the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms while recognizing that the Constitution does not protect abortion. And then in addition, we had a couple of really good cases on free exercise and freedom of speech. One in Carson v. Macon, which determined that if you make a public benefit available to everyone except religious institutions or religious families seeking to use that government benefit at a religious school, that is on its face discriminatory and violates the free exercise clause. So that was a great case coming out of a Maine school choice program. And then just yesterday, we saw the Kennedy versus Bremerton School District case in which a kneeling coach who privately to himself, quietly post-game, took a knee at the midfield line and did so without asking anyone to join him, without broadcasting it for everyone to hear, without holding a captive audience, was fired by the school district. Ultimately, the Supreme Court, rightly so, and in a tremendous opinion by Justice Gorsuch that really fundamentally, I think, puts a fine point on the fact that instead of pluralism, we've now trended toward polarization. You don't have to quash a perspective or religious expression you don't like. We live in a pluralistic society. Said not only did he have a First Amendment right to freedom of speech, but he had a First Amendment right to free exercise, and both of them were protected in that instance. So we've had some great constitutional outcomes just in the past 5 or 6 days from the court. So we're hopeful with 4 left to drop. Tomorrow, we are hoping they all come out on the same day and they don't sort of prolong the agony of waiting for the remaining decisions until the end of the week. But tomorrow we're hoping for the remaining four to drop, and likewise that they are just as good.
Yeah, you know, look, here's what I would say. And make sure everybody knows we're talking to Sarah Parshall Perry, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. And Sarah, I got to tell you, I'm so thrilled, and I could be triple thrilled if we come out tomorrow with four more winners. We'll be in great shape, but I'm also disappointed that they didn't show the same courage to overturn the 2020 election, and I think it's just because it wasn't cut and dried. Even though I'm certain the election was stolen, it was probably very hard for a judge to overturn a national election. It wasn't that Trump was wrong or that I'm wrong. It's just a very difficult thing to do, to ask a judge to overturn an election, correct? Quick answer.
Yeah, definitely something that's hard to do. But listen, I mean, the left made great inroads in getting these midnight laws passed, getting alterations to election codes. This was going on much longer than prior to January 6th or even January 21st. It had been going on a long time the minute Trump, I believe, was sworn into office. The Democratic base and the hard left were working to get him out of office. So they were going to make sure that ultimately that was not going to happen.
Yes, it was very, very tough to get a judge to overturn an election, especially when their lives are being threatened. And they didn't show enough courage there, but they sure showed it with Roe v. Wade. Sarah Parshall Perry, Heritage Foundation senior legal fellow, appreciate it. And maybe we'll have you back as soon as we can to talk about four big winners that could come out tomorrow. Thank you, Sarah. God bless.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Energized Health. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reed sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off Decisive Action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Finding great candidates.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome back to the house that Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and broadcast all over the USA by USA Radio Network. So I want to mention a little housekeeping here. First of all, you want to reach me, it's WayneRoot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you, WayneRoot@gmail.com. I get all my best ideas from my fans, WayneRoot@gmail.com. And that fan who came on the show, Dina, sent me a little note saying that her electric car is a nightmare and wants to talk about it. I said, great. It's a great topic. Let's have you on. So I get so many great topics, and I even get a few guests from my fans. RootForAmerica.com is my website. Root, R-O-O-T, 4, F-O-R, America.com. RootForAmerica.com is the website where it all begins. My videos, my audios, this radio show, my podcasts, my written commentaries, they're all at Root for America every week. Check out all the new content every day. And then how do you listen to the show? Go to Root for America or go to USARadio.com or go to Audacy, the app on your phone, A-U-D-A-C-Y, Audacy. 40 million Americans listen to radio shows on their cell phones, and they do it through the Audacy app, and they now carry the Wayne Allen Root Show. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Kyle LaBrue for Congress. He's running in Missouri, the primary, Republican primary, August 2nd, so it's just a little over a month away, a month and a couple of days. And Kyle LaBrue is a fan of this show and a fan of Wayne Root and a friend of Wayne Root. And he's a strong, unapologetic conservative, and he is a America First conservative. And I want you to reward him. He's fantastic. He'd make a great congressman. He would be the leader of the freshman class. And so no matter where you live in America, including right here on my flagship station in Las Vegas, please go to KyleLaBrue.com and send him a few dollars and tell him it's because of Wayne Root that you want to support him. Wayne says you're the best. KyleLaBrue.com. Kyle, K-Y-L-E, LaBrue, L-A-B-R-U-E. KyleLaBrue.com. Click on the contribute button at the top of the page, paid for by Kyle LaBrue for Congress. Thank you, Kyle LaBrue. Joe Biden unveils a five-step abortion action plan to kill babies to the fullest extent possible. It's unbelievable. Insider reports U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra unveiled the plan at a press conference in Washington, including efforts to thwart state legislation banning mail-order abortion drugs and to train doctors and pharmacists on how to refer for abortions. Increasing access to this drug is a nationwide imperative and in the public interest, accusing the Supreme Court of creating a moment of crisis in health care. He slammed the California, this California lawyer slammed the court's decision to allow states to protect unborn babies from abortion again, calling it despicable. Despicable. We will leave no stones unturned at HHS. All options are on the table to reach patients and support providers. Wow. They would do anything to let you keep murdering babies. Anything. It's like the biggest issue in the whole world to them. While they destroy our country's economy. But if Trump wanted to do something, and the Supreme Court ruled against him, and he said, I don't care, I'm going to ignore it, and I'm going to work around it, they'd say that it's the end of democracy. It's a it's a coup. It's an insurrection. And that's what's a comedy routine of this whole thing. That you could still have January 6th hearings at the same moment that there's an insurrection going on by the Democrat Party against Roe v. Wade and against the Supreme Court. All of them are screaming and chanting about an insurrection for all intents and purposes. All of them are ignoring the law and ignoring the Supreme Court. They want to pack the Supreme Court and destroy the Supreme Court. It's amazing. And they're potentially, the HHS secretary says his office is exploring ways to potentially use the Emergency Medical Treatment Act to expand abortions. Unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. On Friday, in reaction to the Supreme Court ruling, President Joe Biden proposed to make sure the abortion drug mifepristone remains available to women to the fullest extent possible. The U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland also mentioned the abortion drug Friday when he promised the Justice Department, the DOJ, will work with other arms of the federal government that seek to use their lawful authorities to protect and preserve access to reproductive care. So it doesn't bother them that there's a tampon shortage in America. It doesn't bother them there's a baby formula shortage in America. It doesn't bother them that the border's open and over the border are pedophiles. It doesn't bother them that sex trafficking against women comes over the border. It doesn't bother them that they want men and women's sports. It doesn't bother them. The list goes on and on and on. On and on and on. They want all the pedophiles to come into the country and all the sex trafficking to come into the country. Who are they sex trafficking? Women. And when they abort babies, half of them are women. Probably more than half are women. Little girls. Little baby girls. All of these issues are anti-women, but they look at this one thing and they make the Republican Party out to be anti-woman. It's absurd. And it doesn't bother them that abortion is anti-woman in its own way. Because you're killing women babies. And how about the vaccine is anti-woman? Because the vaccine, the COVID vaccine, the spike proteins go right to the woman's ovaries and damage their fertility. It's anti-woman. Everything Democrats do is anti-woman. When they give, when they force the vaccine on little babies and little children up to the age of five, or I should say under the age of five, what damage are they doing for the rest of their lives? How many of them will die? How many of them are women? Half of them are girls. It's a war on women. Democrat Party's involved in a war on women. Now, when I get back, I'm going to tell you about the latest on the COVID vaccine that's going to make your toes curl, that's going to make your skin crawl, it's going to make you sick to your stomach when you hear the latest news on the COVID vaccine and what it's doing to people all over the world. Big news when I get back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Zero.